Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 15-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so thank you for giving yourself these few moments to level set your day. Today, I want to talk about gaslighting. The hardest thing for me to realize is that not everyone has your best interest at heart. I know that sounds naive, but truly, I am only discovering that now in my mid-40s. That sounds strange, but the truth is that most people are looking out only for themselves. So find a light within yourself, and then you will find the light within others. And you will find that together, you're stronger. So what is gaslighting? Gaslighting is an interesting topic. It's really a form of distraction. So I want you to recognize what it is when you hear it in somebody in your life, whether it's your partner, your child, anybody, your boss even, especially when it's your spouse. One of the things that you find yourself doing is that you're continuously apologizing. You don't even know why. Another thing is they are nice sometimes. For example, they may be nice just during the dating period and then they shift. The third thing is they say, no, it didn't happen like that. So you know your truth. You know how the situation went down, but they will tell you that it didn't happen like that. No, you're wrong. And the final thing for gaslighting that you'll notice is this is kind of the gem, which I save for last, one that I've heard continuously, is they'll say you're, quote, overreacting or you're, quote, too sensitive. As empaths and light workers, as strong women, we know what that means. That is a dismissive way of telling you that you're wrong, and you know that that is wrong in your heart. So what you want to do is you want to start the process of finding the light within yourself and then attracting those with the same light, because right now your shadow self is attracting that particular person that is, quote, gaslighting you. So I think the first step is really awareness. So when the mean people, when you see people around you, when you see a narcissist or you just see mean people around you, recognize that they are looking for you because you're kind, loving, and authentic. Don't start that cycle of self-blame once you recognize that the gaslighting is occurring. Just remember that they see the light in you and they want that. It sort of energizes them. So don't give up your beauty, your grace, your kindness to just anyone. Don't do that. Be selective. Filter your friends like you would want your daughter or your son to do. Just think about that for a moment. Would you want your child to do what you're doing? Would you want your child to put up with gaslighting? Treat yourself like you would your own daughter because you are divine feminine. Setting boundaries are critical and necessary. Never forget that. It doesn't mean that you can't handle certain things. It simply means that you're human. Know that. Now that you know the truth and now that you understand, the way that you get out of this is to start with kindness to yourself. Start by loving yourself. Start by taking the time to meditate. You can start 5 minutes a day with a guided meditation. That's what I've done. And I'll include a link here from Insight Timer. It's a wonderful free app that you should download. They've got about 30,000 different meditations, and I have a link down below. So don't pressure yourself. Don't start self-blaming yourself now that you recognize the gaslighting. The first thing you want to do is just start with self-love and self-trust. That means you do things that are kind to yourself. And that also means that trust your gut, trust your instinct, because you're right. Don't let anyone minimize your authentic feeling by saying that you're too sensitive, because we all know that that is BS. So the app that I'm going to, Insight Timer, I've included in the link, and I've also included a link to this wonderful 7 minutes. You can give yourself 7 minutes. It's a throat chakra meditation. And what it allows you to do is sort of open up the throat chakra, because it gets blocked when you're around people that are gaslighting this way. As the saying goes, love thy neighbor, but I've never heard the second half of it, which is as you would yourself. So the idea here is that as you love yourself, the others will come and they will be there to support you. The key is to be kind to yourself, to look at your self-talk, to look at your actions and see if they're in the best interest of yourself. And that extends to your boundaries as well. Remember, you are feminine, which means you are already divine. We are the givers of life. We are the nurturers of our children. We are powerful. So remember that. You got this. Don't ever forget that. I want to thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your time. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Know that the universe supports you. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or you need some guidance. I'm here to serve at Bold B-I-Z Coach. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter, or sign up for my exclusive collection of strong and inspired women at kinjalpike.com. Have a wonderful day, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you next time.